With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. April 22nd, the date the Supreme Court will hear arguments in the Trump election interference case. The high court to decide whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for actions taken while he was in office. An Illinois county judge has ruled Mr. Trump off the state's primary ballot, although the decision is on hold till tomorrow, pending an appeal. Southern border crisis taking center stage today as former President Trump visits the besieged border town of Eagle Pass, Texas. President Biden goes to Brownsville, Texas. Also at SRNNews.com, as fighting continues in the war to defeat Hamas terrorists, Salem Radio Network talk host Mike Gallagher is broadcasting from Israel this week, interviewing victims and their families while he raises funds for emergency relief supplies through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Yale Eckstein, CEO of the fellowship, says the funds raised will go directly to the neediest people.
We look to the scriptures of where we should be investing with, and it says, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the poor. It says, Nachamu. Comfort my people. Right. Be the watchman on the walls. And so those are the areas where the fellowship, on behalf of millions of Christians around the world, that's where we are planting the seed. We focus on the orphans and the widows.
Listeners wishing to support Mike Gallagher's campaign to help the nonprofit International Fellowship of Christians and Jews can access a link on the website mikeonline.com. Wall Street futures have been lower so far this morning, and that's ahead of the government's latest report on inflation. The Dow futures currently down about 117 points. NASDAQ composite futures are off 40 points, while the S&P 500 futures are trading 13 points lower. That ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street. This is SRN News. America is becoming two separate countries when it comes to abortion.
A new study conducted for the advocacy group Society of Family Planning finds 14 states are enforcing a ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, and those states have hardly obtained any through the healthcare system. But there are more abortions in several other states and far more abortion pills prescribed through telehealth, including some for women who live in states with deep restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
The Utah House has killed a bill that would have banned teachers from using their position to promote or disparage certain beliefs. This means that Utah teachers will be free to display LGBT flags and other social, political, or religious imagery. The Republican-led chamber shot down the proposal over its vague language, and critics warn that First Amendment lawsuits could follow. This is SRN News. The Biden administration vows to investigate potential national security risks posed by Chinese-made smart cars. They can gather sensitive information about the Americans who are driving them.
The probe could lead to new regulations aimed at preventing China from using sophisticated technology in electric cars and other so-called connected vehicles to track drivers and their personal information. While the action stops short of a ban on Chinese imports, President Biden says he's taking unprecedented steps to safeguard Americans' data. He says Chinese cars could flood the U.S. market, posing risks to national security.
Correspondent Jeremy House. While the Texas panhandle burns, forecasters say a Pacific storm packing powerful winds and heavy snow is headed for parts of Northern California, predicted to push toward the Sierra Nevada mountains. Potential blizzard conditions this coming weekend, up to 10 feet of snow possible in some areas. More details, SRNNews.com.